Blog Talk Radio.
Give it.
Soaring above, thy clouds will Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true Mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin. And if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of his power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in his ability to defend and vindicate his cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us. "Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed. And unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgement of his guilt, he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved.
Good evening, my beloved brothers and sisters in Advent Light. Welcome to Advent Light once more. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. I hope that you, every one of us, have a blessed night. Blessed day today. Let us pray. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We want to thank you for this privilege, Lord, that you have given unto us, that we can come once more as family to welcome you and to give you all the praise that due to you. We praise your name, and we are asking you this night, pour your Holy Spirit upon each heart and allow us that we can share and give you all what is due to you. We want to thank you. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Good evening again, my dear brothers and sisters. I can say God is good. He's so great. He allows us again to join. And I am going to open the line because I know my dear sister is here with our opening song and also our prayer. So I am going to open the line for my dear sister to bring in our opening song. Oh, Lord, sorry. I do a... Okay. Sorry. 518-650, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister 518. Powell. Good evening, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I hear the Savior say, thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, thine alone, can change a leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Since not in good have I, whereby thy grace to claim, I'll wash my garment white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, I lay my trophies down, all down at Jesus' feet. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And I'm going to read Matthew 5, verses 17 to 28. Matthew 5, 17 to 28. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, he shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in the danger of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remembers that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. 27 and last, ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. O Lord, and O God, you said, Lord, I heard the Savior say, my strength in thee is weak, O God. And you say, child of weakness, I must watch and pray, because I will find in you my all in all. And again you said in your reading, O God, you are not come to destroy the law or the prophets. You are come to fulfill, O God. Father, your word is true, and whatever you said, it is true. No one can take no jot or no tickle from your word, but your word stand as it is, because you have said your word, and whatever you said in your word, it stands forever. You are the mighty God, you are the everlasting Father, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the burden bearer, you are the heavy load sharer. You are everything, Lord. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we come before you this evening, nothing in our hands we bring. We come with our empty hand, O God, because we are sinners and we need the Holy Spirit to take full control of our life. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good, God, but because of your love and your mercy, we are here this evening, because your compassion fail not. They are new every morning, O God, and great is your faithfulness. Heavenly Father, great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness, O God. Morning by morning, in your mercies we see. All we have needed, O God, your hands have provided. Great is your faithfulness unto us. Spirit of the living God, I'm here this evening, O God, and I'm talking to you, Lord. Send your Holy Spirit to fall on us. Spirit of the living God, send your Holy Spirit to fall on us, O God. Break us, melt us, mold us, and fill us. Spirit of the living God, help us to trust you, to look to you, Lord, to forget about the things of this world and forget about everything in this world. Fix our mind heavenward, God, all those what we have in our mind and what we are thinking about and what we have set our mind on, nothing good. Sin, shame, and disgrace, dear God. Lord, because of your love, because of your mercy, because of your kindness, because you have made us and you have put us on this earth, we are here for a reason, O God. Help us, Jesus. There's nothing we can do of ourselves. Just help us. Work with us, O God. And help us, Jesus, to have a willing heart, not a forward mind, thinking about this and thinking about that and looking here and looking there. God, help us to just fix our mind on you. Because your coming is near. The signs are fulfilling, O God. Your coming is near and you are coming, whether we believe it, yes or no. And help us to be a prepared people, waiting, O God, how our lamps trim and burning, waiting for you, the blessed Savior, the merciful Savior, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, oh God, for everything you are doing for us. You are so, so good. You are more than words can explain. You are more than worthy to be praised. I put this prayer line into your hand, O God. I'm asking you to build an edge around us. Surround us with your Holy Spirit, O God. All of us with our families. We have our families, O God. Help us to help them, O God, and help us to come boldly before you, God, and to focus and to keep our mind fixed on you. Lord, we need you more than anything. We need you more than before. We need you now, and we need you to continue to control us, Jesus. There's nothing we can do for ourselves. We are sick and tired of what is going on in the world. Every day you hear killing, all kind of different things is going on, God. Man is taking over the world and doing what they want to do because they do not fear you and they want to be God. But Heavenly Father, thank you for being God. Because if it wasn't for you being God, I don't know what would happen to me. Because you're God and I can call to you and I can pray to you. And I can cry to you, God. I know any situation I'm in, you are dear for me. You will not leave me. You will not forsake me. You will always be dear to hear us, oh God. So, Lord, help us to trust in you with all our heart, dear God, and to lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways, to acknowledge you, dear God, and you will direct our path, whatever we're doing. Lord, help us to consult you first and ask you for the leading and the guiding. This evening I was here, oh God, and I was saying in my mind after I studied my lesson, what am I going to sing? And this song come into my heart, and I say, thank you, Lord. God, we just have to have every small time with you, oh God, to talk to you. Because, Lord, you love us with an everlasting love, and you wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health. And you wish that none of us should perish, oh God, but all of us should come to repentance. So, Lord, thank you for who you are. You're so mighty, you're so powerful, you're so awesome, you're so miraculous, and you're so wonderful. Father, we put all our families into your hand. All our families. Thank you for what you are doing for my family. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing for all of the family. All of us that come on this prayer line along with the silent listeners. Bless each and every one of us. You love each and every one of us with an everlasting love. And Lord, you are guiding us. You are protecting us. You open the windows of heaven and you pour out your blessing upon us. Oh God, as for me, Lord, I cannot complain. I just have to give you thanks for everything. In the bad time and in the good time, oh God, I give you thanks. But Lord, I'm not complaining. I'm just giving you thanks for everything because I know if I'm sick, you will heal me. If I'm hungry, you will feed me. If I'm naked, you will clothe me, oh God. And whatever the situation is, use God and you know and you will do what I cannot do. So Father, as the speaker come on, oh God, I put the speaker into your hand and let the speaker speak words from your throne and not from his or her mouth. So Lord, continue this evening. Heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, Lord. Open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give. Help us to love you and to be kind, to be sharing, oh God, and to do what we can today, not tomorrow, to help someone along the way. Because whatever we do, it come back to us. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer. And Lord, whatever I fail about, Senor, I fail not to grant it unto me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, I pray, and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Barnaby, for that opening song and scripture passage of Matthew 5:17. We know that God have given us this wonderful, wonderful commandment of the blessing and also the law of God, that you remind us that, you know, Jesus did not come to cancel the law, right? The law is still abiding. So thank you for that reading and also the prayer that you have extended for each and every one of us. God is so good. He is so great. Brothers and sisters, again, welcome to Advent. And I'm asking you all to press number one that you can share. And I will just read this, and I'm waiting for us to press number one, the last day event. He will cause to come down. Who is that? He will cause to come down for you the rain. And we know the rain is the Holy Spirit, the former rain and the latter rain. In the east, the former rain falls at the sowing time. And it is necessary in order that the seed major be made. Under the influence of the fertilizing showers, the tender shoots spring up, and the latter rain falling near the close of the season ripens the grain and prepare it for the sucker. The Lord employed these operations of nature to represent the work, brothers and sisters, Advent light of the Holy Spirit. He gave us the rain, he gave us the seed, and he told us that is going to represent the work of the Holy Spirit in this day. And we find that Zechariah 10:1 and Hosea 6:3, Joel 2:23. And it also said, as the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate and then to ripen the harvest, so the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward from one stage to another, to process of the spiritual growth. The ripening of the grain represents the completion of the work of God's grace in the soul. And by the power, brothers and sisters, of the Holy Spirit, the moral image of God is to be perfected in character. We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of God. So, brothers and sisters, in Advent light, the Lord pour out the Holy Spirit upon our brothers and sisters for us to praise him, for us to share the goodness of him, for us to go out and tell others about his love and his soon coming. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters tonight, let us press number one. When we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, we cannot keep it within us. We have to share it. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one that I can open your line. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell where you're coming, your name, and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God first for watching over us and waking us up, blessing us through another day, and just keeping us safe. God is good. He's awesome. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I want to read his prayer. Make me a fervent servant, busy for your kingdom, Lord. Let me rise up and strive after you with all my might. We are all in flight of fate that we cannot win by sitting out. Work in us to will and do of your good pleasure. And let us be a people zealous for good work. Amen. I want to thank God. We've been on a mission this week. I've been studying with different people and praising and lifting up the word. And we've been having a marvelous time in God's word. And I want to thank God because he's good. He's awesome. Despite all my afflictions I've been having, I still was on the line and lifting him up because I feel like as long as I can hold my head up, it'll make me feel better than to not do it at all. If I can't hold my head up, then it's a different story. But I was able to hold my head up and sit up, so it brought me through more better. So even though I wasn't feeling well, I still listened and got on and gave a prayer request, read scripture and read prayers. And gave some inputs and stuff on what we talk about and, you know, how things go. So I thank God for that and praised him and lift him up. So he's a good God. So I gave him that and make sure I gave him the word, encouraging words of making sure, tell them how mercy is, and don't forget just to repent. And God, you know, because he was reading and I never could forget, but it was I can't remember. I mix it up, but anyway, I know there was the ones that was being. They wasn't being great, and God wanted to. God was giving them time to get right. That was in. Rain fall. I can't remember, but it was on good. It was in good topics. It was in. I think it was in. I want to remember so bad I can't remember. I can't remember. But anyway, I wish I could remember. I wrote it down, but I didn't even bring it with me. I'm sitting in other parts of the house. But it was such a good topic. But anyway, God, I know God gave them time to get ready. And he sent one person to do the job. And to tell them, and they was cutting up so bad, but he told them, and they was all cutting up, but at the time they all got ready, and at the end, God forgive them, they repent, they got straight at the end, and then God saved them all. And they all got right, and they all were saved, and they forgave them of they repent, and they all made it in. So it was a blessing because they was doing so much, and God gave them time to get right. So it was nice. So I have to write notes down or to remember, so I was writing a few notes down so I can give feedback. But it was wonderful, and it was nice, like I said. But thank God, it was a good lesson, and I can't call the name right now because it's just medicine. But anyway, I thank God I wrote it down. Next time I talk, I'll be able to say more. I'll have my notebook with me. But thank God for that. And I just want to ask a prayer for all my brothers and sisters on, off the line, all the states and all the United States and all the upkeeping of all the project of Advent Life. Amen. God bless all y'all during the week. Amen. Hold on a minute.
Amen.
This is Don from Louisiana.
I just wanted to, this Brother John, I just wanted to give God the praise, and I just want to thank God. I noticed I was wanted to share something right quick, but I was thinking about lately I've been doing things more that's for more, better for my health. I've been, doing my walking more, my exercise like that, and eating fruits and things that I can, and just eating more healthier foods and doing things that's best for me, best for me and my body and everything. And I just want to thank God. I prayed on it, then eventually I started doing those things. But now it's even deeper than that. I noticed my wife the other day, she normally would go for the exercise, and she said she feels real good. Like, I feel real good today to do it. I feel like doing it today, and I feel like that too sometimes. Like, I really feel like doing it, but my wife the other day, she didn't feel like going, but she said, I don't feel like going today, but I'm going anyway. And I was like, wow, that kind of, it got my attention, because I said, wow, you don't feel like going, but you're going anyway, because she always like, I'm going because I feel good today, or I feel like it or whatever. But I was thinking then, I said, God is amazing, because he put in her that even though she don't feel like going exercise, she said she was still going to do it. So then I thought about it. I said, a lot of people go places and exercise or eat healthier when they feel like it or in the mood, in the mood or whatever. But for the still do it even though you don't feel in the mood to do it or don't feel like it, that's even more powerful, to find some inner strength to push yourself to do it anyway. And so that's what I've been doing, too. I've been finding some inner strength God's been giving me and my wife. So even when I don't feel like exercising, I still go. Something still pushes me, give me that push to do it. So I thank God for that inner strength. Yep. So I just want to say to everyone, God bless. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. To God be the glory. Great things you have done, brother and sister. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for those wonderful praise report, brothers and sisters. We have heard the health message as God gave us the eighth law of health. The nutrition, the food, Brother Johnny said he is eating different with his diet. He also told us about the exercise that he is doing, right? And we know the eight laws of health and nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, where you get your vitamin D, temperance in everything, and the air, the fresh air. They are walking outside together, walking, doing their exercise and rest and trust in God. This is our whole message Brother John gave us tonight, brothers and sisters, and to remind us how important the health message is to our body, and it helps us that we can concentrate. It helps our mind, and it gives us the strength and the vigor that we can go out and share the message with others. So I just want to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, and the evangelism that you guys are doing, teaching, showing others, telling them about the word, and also to repent. Jesus is coming. God is so good. I'm so excited this evening to hear all these wonderful praise reports. 518-409, your line is open. Can you tell where your name and where you're calling from? Welcome. 518-409, your line is open. Can you check your phone?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you now, but not before.
Okay. Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Sister Power, and thank you for opening up my line. My name is Brother Udy. I'm calling from the state of Arkansas, and I just want to thank the Lord for his blessings, because his mercies endured forever, and today was our soft opening, so this was the opening at the store for the church, and many of the people came. We were able to do education. The pastor came and did a special blessing on the store. We received good counsel and advice, and we were able to serve the community in the church. We made smoothies and refreshments free of charge. And they enjoyed the smoothies, and they said that it was good. I was a little rusty with the smoothie making. I wish sometimes Brother O'Neill had been there today with his skills and the smoothies. Thank the Lord, Sister Powell, it was a huge success. Now we are looking to open in another week or two, because we were planning on opening, but then a sister gave us some advice that we should first get insurance. So we will try to look for insurance before we open, in case, you know, somebody is trying to, you know, purposely, you know, sue us for any reason. And especially with the natural products being there, they said that anybody can sue to just be, make sure we get the proper insurance. God is so good. He has been so good to us. We are exhausted. Last night I was up preparing very late. We are looking into making our menu for the smoothies and the juices. And you know what? God has sent us so much help. He has sent us so much help and so much wisdom and knowledge and understanding to be able to do that which we are doing. So I just want to thank the Lord. I sent the pictures to the group to see what is happening. We have a lot of expenses still to take care of. But we know that God is faithful because he will not suffer us to be tempted above what we are able. The church was surprised. They were surprised to see the advance that we made. They were surprised to see the work that we were doing. They were shocked to see that we had worked so quickly in such a short period of time. Many of them offer to give books and things for the Copeholder ministry that we are doing there in the community. My in-laws have been working so diligently. We are praying. We know that the Lord will provide something for them before they leave, because they have worked to help us to put it together. We had a special music today by one of the elders, and a lot of the people came. This church was very supportive, Sister Paul. We had about maybe 30 people there today. Very supportive church and very supportive people who came to support the work that we are doing there in Mountain Home, Arkansas. In a few weeks, we are having our grand opening. We're going to have an open lecture for the community on health. Brother Eugene is coming, this time with his wife for the first time, and he's coming to do the training. We also have other things planned, such as canning classes and different classes on how to can your goods. All of these things we will be broadcasting live on. If you are in New York, if you are in Louisiana, it's okay. You can watch live. We promise we're going to set up a true media center there so we can see what's going on, Sister Powell. And we will let you know when we are on so you can watch and see what's going on these side of the ministry. So keep us in prayer. A lot more work still needs to be done. We need a lot more resources. God is rich in resources. The enemy came this week, I tell you what, like never before, Sister Powell. The persecutions that we faced this week, I was giving up almost on Friday. I said, Lord, I said, I cannot do this anymore. I said, I just want to cancel the opening. Yeah, it was one thing after another, especially at work. And God knows, you know, we were exhausted, working many hours trying to do everything, trying to clean up, trying to put everything in order. And at the end, beloved, God give us the strength to do it. It was like a mini camp meeting, you know. So, Sister Paul, we are planning a camp meeting here now because we have the property. I can say we have the property, not just the church, but another sister has offered us her property to do our camp meetings. So we are planning on something. We will be meeting. Now that the store, you know, the majority of the big work is done, right, we can start to plan and do of these things. I just want to thank you all for your prayers, your support, your donation, your love, whatever it is that you give. We have not forgotten, and we ask that you will be patient with us so we can recompense you whatever it is that you have given unto us. Thank you again for being our brothers and our sisters in the ministry. We are planning to do a mighty work here on this side. Even Sister Carla's products, somebody purchased from her merchandise. So that was also a blessing. Thank you all, and may God bless.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 34 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue, be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear, therefore, and be glad. 3, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fear. 6, the poor man cried unto the Lord, heard him, and saved him out of his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them. O taste and see the Lord, he is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him, who fear the Lord. Hear his saying, for there is no want to them that fear him. Brothers and sisters, we have to give the Lord praise for what he has done, and thank God for our dear brother UDN family, the work that they have put into that health store, brothers and sisters, and to come and hear the blessings that God have done, all what God have done. I have saw the picture, and brothers and sisters, the church really turned out. It was like a church service. The pastor was there praying. The brothers and sister was there, you know, giving thanks and presenting the store to the Lord. And the pastor was asking, Lord, multiply this store, both in the finances for the store and also for souls to come to the kingdom through that store. So, brothers and sister, we are asking you all to remember this store. We are not near to purchase the whatsoever, but when we pray, and you know, everything is online now. So, you know, you can look at the store, look at what you want, and your order can come to you when further. So continue to pray so that we all will support this venue. God is so good. Thank you, Brother Yudi. We are praying for the family. And we know that God is going to pour out his blessing, just as how we pour out his blessings on our disciples in the upper room. And he promised that he is going to pour out the blessings of the latter rain upon his people, so that we will be able to go out and share the message. So thank you, my dear brother Yudi, for that wonderful report. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 423-635.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me? Yes. Good evening. This is Sister Carla. Thank you for opening up my line. My call has been dropping since driving up the mountain, but I thank the Lord, and I heard the testimony, Brother Yudi, and also saw the pictures, and I'm just thanking the Lord for blessing and his the ministry and the Calvaire family and the work that they're doing there in Arkansas. And we all have a work to do in our part of the town, the country, the states, and, you know, we also need to come together and do work together. So I just thank the Lord for that. I am at work, so I'm just going to read a verse. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. If we have to pass through death, God will give us the strength to endure, so we should not fear. You know, sometimes we look at things and we think about it and we fear, but God is going to give us courage. He's going to give us peace, whatever we have to go through. We just have to trust in him, knowing that we shall be overcomer. Whether we live or die, we are his. And the next moment, you know, if we die, we open our eyes, we will be with our Lord. We will be with him for eternity. That's can't even fathom how more great that will be than trying to save our life and end up losing it in the end. So let us be encouraged. Let us be blessed. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Okay. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Carla, for coming. I noticed that you were dropping. So we thank God that the phone allowed you to join your line. We know you are at work, and we're praying for you that God will give you the strength. You are not just at work. You are also presenting the word, the message that God have given unto you. And thank you for also the reading and, you know, encouraging that we are supposed to be faithful even unto death. So thank you for sharing, and God bless you. And we know we will meet soon. God bless. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you all to press number one that you can share. We want to hear from everyone tonight the blessings that God have given unto us. After we heard so much praise, we pray song, prayer, we heard the powerful report, the praise report of the store, and the church is so cooperative in this venue. We heard the praise from our dear Sister Carlo and the reading, what God told us that some of us going to cast in prison, but he will be with us even to the end. So, brothers and sisters, we have quite a few people on the line. So we ask you to press. We heard the report from Brother John with the message, brothers and sisters. So you have something to praise, brother, Sister Brenda doing Bible study. Lord, Brother John out there doing the message, and how he feels for, you know, refresh and rejuvenate that he can go out and share the message. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one that they can share before we go into prayer. All right. 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, beloved brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli, brothers and sisters. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. Sister Powell, I like to thank God, Sister Powell, for his love, for his grace, his mercy. And Sister Powell, I like that scripture that Sister Carla was reading, Sister Power. It is a blessing, Sister Power. I say, okay, I just say to Sister Carla, may God bless you, Sister Carla. No matter what you're going through, Sister Carla, there is a God who will break every chain for your Sister Carla. Brother Udi Javier, God will break every chain for you tonight, Brother Udi. Brother Udi, do not be discouraged because God is able. God is a mighty God, Brother Yudi. Brother Yudi, God is able. He's able, God. God is a mighty God. Brother Yudi, give him praise. Give him the glory because God is good, Brother Yudi. Brother Yudi, God will stand up for you, Brother Yudi, God. God will fight for you, Brother Yudi. God will break every chain for you, Brother Yudi. Brother Yudi, there's a God who will watch over you, Brother Yudi. What matter what you're going through, there's a God who will deliver you, Brother Yudi. God will deliver you from darkness. God will deliver you at this moment, Brother Yudi. Brother Yudi, shout hallelujah, because God is good. He's awesome. He's worthy. He's worthy. He is worthy to be praised, Brother Yudi. Shout, Brother Yudi. God is good, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let's say hallelujah. Let's say hallelujah, Sister Power. Let's say hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, Sister Power. I have a prayer request, Sister Power. My prayer request tonight is to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, pray for my mother. Pray for me. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jari, Sister Power, because Brother Jari needs a lot of prayer. Pray for Brother Jari, Sister Power, and the good baptized too. And Sister Power, tell brothers and sisters, we need to do Bible study with Brother Jari. And Sister Power, I want you and Sister Tamika, Brother Yudi, Sister Carla, Pastor Akeem James, Sister Miola, everyone, like, do Bible study with Brother Jari, because he needs a lot of prayer. Pray for Brother Jari, Sister Carla, and Sister Power, pray for Brother Jari, and we could do Bible study. Sister Power, tell Brother Yudi on this prayer line, and tell Sister Tamika on this prayer line, Sister Power. Tell Sister Tamika, Sister Carla, Sister Power, Sister Tamika, Sister Destinelli, Sister Payne, Sister Paulette, Sister Power, tell them to do Bible study with Brother Jari. And Sister Power, don't forget to tell Brother Yudi to do Bible study with Brother Jari too, Sister Power, because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, pray for Brother Jari, and he can answer the phone. And Sister Power, tell Brother Yudi on this prayer line to do Bible study with him, and tell Brother Akin James.
Brother Eli.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, Brother Eli, thank you for joining and encouraging word. You know, God is worthy to be praised. You bless everyone. You encourage everyone. And sure, we know that God is going to hear your prayer. Your heart is ringing. You're moving for your dear Brother Jahari. But Brother Eli, we at Brother Jahari have to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will guide him so that you will request, you know, Bible study. We cannot just give him. We call. We have not got any reply from Brother Jahari. All we have to do is continue to pray. Pray for him that he will make up his mind. He had to make that decision, brother. So we leave that in the hands of the Lord, Brother Eli, and we will be praying for Brother Jahari so that he can come and join us on the line. So we want to thank you for praying for everyone and this encouraging us and how we should be strong and to hold on and to praise God for all the things that he has done. So we want to thank you, Brother Eli, and we sure we will be praying for all these requests. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for joining. There are some people on this line. I'm going to open some line here. Brothers and sisters on the line, I'm asking you to press number one. We want everyone to share tonight on the line before we go into prayer, right? So we would like everyone to participate before we go in prayer. We soon time for us to go into our prayer session, and you know, our speaker you know, will come on shortly, I believe. Okay? 272-770, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, hello. Yes, hello, my dear brothers
Amen.
And sisters. God bless you all. Hello, my beautiful sister Powell. I love you. I miss you very much. And I want to thank my brother Eli for praying for me. I'm going to also keep you in prayer, brother Eli. I thank you so much. I want to give the Lord praise and thanks for another precious day of life. Thank him for waking me up this morning and taking good care of me and my family and friends and my beautiful sisters on the prayer line. I also want prayer for each and every one of us on the prayer line. And if I may, I would like to sing a song of praise to the Lord.
Amen.
I would like to sing,
amen.
Amen, my dear. I would like to sing Higher Ground on page 625. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. My faith on heaven's table lands. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubt arises in dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I may stand. My faith on heaven's table is a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world. You say to God, and speak truth. My faith has poured a joyful sound. The song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. My faith on heaven's table lands. A higher plane than I have found. But with my feet on higher ground, I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I'm found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand. My faith on heaven's table is a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much, my beautiful brothers and
Praise
sisters.
Praise God.
Praise God. If I can leave a prayer request for my brothers and sisters and also for friends and family, I would like to leave a prayer request for you, Mama Powell, because you're such a wonderful person, always giving us encouragement, always praying for us and helping us to understand the Bible more. I'm so grateful to have you in my life. So I would like prayer for Sister Powell. Also, I would like prayer for Sister Stephanie and her beautiful children. Also, like prayer for Sister Carla, prayer for Sister Lynn, prayer for Sister Payne, and prayer for Sister Richardson and Brother Richardson, prayer for Sister Iola, and I could never remember the other sister's name, but I would like prayer for her as well, and prayer for everyone on the prayer line, and silent prayer for anyone else that's on the prayer line as well. Prayer for our youth,
prayer for our nation, because the nation is in a lot of turmoil. So I would like to lift them up in prayer. And also prayer for Elizabeth, who's still in the nursing home. And also prayer for Marianne, who's experiencing a lot of pain in her body and her joints. Prayer for her daughter, Rochelle. Also prayer for my son and daughter. Prayer for my son, Sony, who's in prison. For my daughter, Kyosha, and my oldest son, Taiwan. And also for my grandchildren. And prayer for all of our children and all of our families. All of our great-grandchildren. I don't have great-grandchildren yet, but prayer for your great-grandchildren, my dear sister. And prayer for each and every one, especially those who are hurting, those who are suffering. Prayer for all of the SDA churches and prayer for all of the pastors and the SDA churches as well. So I just want to lift everybody up in prayer, because in these last days, the critical times, hard to deal with, is already here. We need more prayer and more love and more kindness and more joy in our hearts and our minds. So I thank you all, my beautiful brothers and sisters. Thank you for letting me be on the prayer line and sing my praises to the Lord. God bless you all. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray the Lord keep you and love you always and keep you safe and well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear sister Tamika. Thank you for your love, your mercy. Thank you for your song. You know, I'm pressing on higher ground. Each one of us want to go up higher, right? We want to be on a higher ground, higher relationship with the Lord, higher health with our health, higher relationship that we can go and share with others and to tell them how Jesus is coming soon. So I want to thank my dear sister and also for her encouraging word and asking the Lord to bless every one of us that is on this line. So I just want to tell you, my dear sister, God bless you and thank you for joining and sharing and to be a family on this line. God is so good. He is so great. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one that I can open the line, your line. We are soon going into Brother Akin, our brother, supposed to join us soon, right? We ask, you know, he's on the line. So I'm going to open the line and ask for prayer. And the next voice you will hear, brothers and sisters, is our dear speaker, Brother Aki. So I'm going to open this line and ask her if she could pray for us. 518-650, we ask if you could lead us in prayer. Your line is open, you know, for this speaker, and also pray for this speaker and these requests.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, I come again before you. I know you are not tired of me, and I know you are not tired of hearing me, O God. I come before you with all these prayer requests that Sister Tamika mentioned, dear God. You hear her. Lord, I don't remember all the names. Sister Stephanie, Brother Yudi, Sister Leola, Brother Eli, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Powell, and all the names that she called, dear God, her family. You know them, Lord, and you hear her. I put them right before you at this moment, and I know your hand is not short that you cannot touch them, and your ear is not deaf that you do not hear, oh God. So, Father, I'm asking you to do for each and every one of us what we cannot do for ourselves. We give ourselves completely to you, dear God. If there's anything in each and every one of us that is unlike you, remove it, dear God, so that the prayer may take effect of our life. Lord, continue to bless us, oh God. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to protect us. Help us to take our mind off the things of this world, oh God, and to focus our mind on you, the true and living God. Because you are the same today, yesterday, and you is forever. You will never change, dear God. What you said, it stands forever. What you do, it is well done. Heavenly Father, whatever we do, wherever we go, go with us, and whatever we do, do with us. Help us to consult you in everything before we do anything. We are your children, O God. We are unworthy, we are unholy, we are undone, we are nothing good, but Lord, because of your grace and your mercy, we are here, O God. We are alive, and we just want to thank you. Being alive, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, because each and every day is another day, dear God. And so many do not wake and do not make the day and go to bed and do not wake. But, Lord, you love us. You care for us. You are protecting us. You are guiding us. And we are here for a purpose. So, Lord Jesus, help us to search ourselves and to look into our life, O God, and to come closer and closer to you, and to see the shortness of your coming, because you soon be here. Help us to ready and get, not to get ready, but to ready and stay ready. Looking to you, the God, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord Jesus, take our life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take each moment, O God, and let us use it wisely, doing what we can know, and do not put it off until the next hour, because we do not know if we will be at the next hour to do what it is. So, Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to walk in your light, O God. Touch our body. Heal our body, O God. Purify and sanctify and cleanse our body. And, Lord God, if there's anything in our body that is unlike you, dear God, remove it, Heavenly Father, and take full control of our body. Be with the young people. So many young people are suffering. So many young people are hurting, and so many young people are dying, O God. So, Lord Jesus, I put each and every one before you, the baby that just born, the middle age, the teenager, and we, the older one, help us to set an example before them so that they can look at us, O God, and say, that person is a Christian. I would like to follow the example of that person. Father God, help us to be faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to be loving. Help us to be kind. Help us to share what we have, dear God, and do not think about where we're going to get next mercy from, because you will provide it according to your riches in glory. Help us to trust in you with all our heart, O God, and to lean not unto our own understanding, but in everything to acknowledge you, O God, and to give ourselves completely to you, and you will direct our path and take full control of us. Heavenly Father, use our refuge and use our strength, a very present help in time of trouble, O God. So help us to look to you, Jesus, because our health and our strength come from you. Help us to lift up our eyes unto you, because in you there's strength, in you there's life, in you there's hope, in you there's power, in you there is guidance, in you there's protection, in you there's sanctification, in you there's cleansing, in you there's healing, O God. Just help us to just say the word and to believe. And with you, all things are possible, O God. Father, you said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he who is my refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. So, Jesus, help us to trust you. Help us to trust you and not to think about this world and the things of this world, because there's nothing in this world but sin, shame, and disgrace, dear God. Help us to lift up our eyes unto you, because everything you need, everything we need, oh God, you have it. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering, oh God. And Lord, thank you for doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. I pray and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. I will just continue a little. Father, again, Lord, we cry unto you tonight. You are the King of the world. Lord, please, to you this moment, our brothers and our sisters on this line, we want to thank our dear sisters that lift up the prayer of our dear brothers and sisters on the line. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercies. Lord, maybe you know all the names that was mentioned, dear God, on this line. All the name of Sister Tamika, dear Lord, we're praying for our son in prison, Tony, Lord, praying for our daughter, Roche, Kisha, Kaisha, Lord. Also praying for Miriam. She's praying for Sister Elizabeth. She's also praying, dear Father, for Sister Payne, Sister Barnaby Cancinelli, and also Sister Rose. Also praying for Sister Powell and Sister Stephanie and all the brothers, Sister Lynn, Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson. You know the name. She's also lifting up Brother Udi and his wife, Lord, and the store, dear Father. She cry out for everyone, Brother Eli, praying, Lord, for Brother Jahari so that he can give his heart to you, that he can take Bible study. We also lift up tonight, dear Lord, the speaker, Brother Akeem James. Father, I him under the cross, Lord. You are God, and you have been working with this man, your young man, Lord, and leading him into righteousness by carrying him, that he can share the word to others out there. So we ask you to bless him, keep him, Lord, and that we all will be attentive. And we will learn something new tonight, dear Father, and that we can demonstrate it to others. Thank you for everything, Lord, your blessings we ask. And thank you for this line that you have given unto us and your people that are so faithful to join, dear Lord, because we all see our need. So we ask you to bless us and keep us and guide and protect us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear is Brother Pastor Akeem James, 301-640, your line is open.
All right, okay. Praise the Lord, and thank you for the prayers, and by God's grace, we'll be continuing our study in Daniel 11 this evening. And so, as we go into it, last time, we finished verse 41, or at least we got through a certain portion of it. And now we're going to look at some other aspects of it and then go into the succeeding verses, the verses that follow. So let's have a word of prayer as we continue. Father in heaven, illuminate our minds and guide us as we study your word. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. So verse 41 states, we shall enter also into the glorious land. We found out that the glorious land, last time we studied, was none other than the Seventh-day Adventist movement. The king of the north would enter into the Seventh-day Adventist movement. And we found out that that was not only as it concerns music, as it concerns celebration music and music that we know that produces a kind of response that would not be done in the presence of God. And so this kind of music was created actually at Vatican II. Vatican II Council, where celebration music was adopted by the papal system and all the churches in ecumenical connection with it to then disseminate throughout the churches to draw people into Christianity and also especially to draw people back to the papal system. And so this took place. This was one of the ways. But the other way that we found out is also as it concerns politically and theologically, ideologically, that the man, that the king of the north, which we found out was not just the papacy, but it's also the fallen churches that have apostatized from the truth, Sunday sacredness, and also the immortality of the soul, that the doctrine and the theology and the political views of these movements in light of their theology would creep in among God's people. And we have seen that especially within the past few years, where we're seeing that the theology of the evangelical churches have begun to enter in among the Seventh-day Adventists to the point where, as I mentioned to you last week, you have people saying, we got to protect Israel. We got to protect Israel because you know they're going to build a third temple And so we have to protect them. They are the people of God. And so we have to protect them in order that, as prophecy said, that Israel might be raised up again. These are evangelical teachings. But now, in light of the political views of many Seventh-day Adventists shifting towards the evangelical views, what's happening now is that they are adopting that same mentality. And so just as you drive by churches today, evangelical churches, even before, of course, this whole situation that's happening in the Middle East, you would pass by churches and you would see at those churches little banners saying support Israel, support Israel. And the reason was theological. It was because of a theological belief that Israel will be fully restored, that the 144,000 would be pure Israelites. This is the evangelical view, and that one day the land will be fully restored to Israel, and the people, those are the people of God. And so now, because of people beginning to align with the evangelicals, even from our movement, they are beginning to adopt that philosophy. And so as a result of that, but many people don't even realize that the reason that they are adopting that philosophy, it stems from a theological misunderstanding of the scripture. And that's why last week we covered who is true Israel. Israel is all those, whether Muslim or whether it's a literal descendant of Abraham in Palestine, or whether it's a Hindu or a Buddhist, anyone who receives Jesus Christ as the sole source of their worship, that person becomes an Israelite. So Israel is no longer a spiritual Israelite, has never, let me not even say no longer, it has never been about a literal people. The circumcision of the flesh in the Old Testament was supposed to symbolize outwardly a transformation that had already taken place inwardly, the circumcision of the heart. And so this is why in the New Testament, Paul zeroed in on that. He said a true Israelite is one who is not circumcised in the flesh, but one who is rather circumcised in heart. This is why Abraham, before he was even called the father of the Hebrews. You remember, Abraham was a Gentile. He was uncircumcised when God called him. And so in him, you have the blend, as Paul points out, the blend of Jew and Gentile. So it's powerful. God is revealing that one man that he desires to save all, and that all can become Israel if they will choose to follow Christ. All who are in Christ are Abraham's seed, and are heirs to the promises. So now it's not about a literal people in Palestine anymore. It hasn't been about that for thousands of years. Ever since 34 AD, when the 490 years ended, friends, Israel's probation as a nation that was chosen by God to represent him had ended. The only way now, and it has always been that way, for a Jew to be saved is just like every other person. It's always been that way. And that is to follow Jehovah, truly accept Jehovah or God's Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. All of their feasts and ceremonies, all of these things were to point men back to Jehovah. But what is happening now is that this evangelical view concerning the Middle East is now beginning to enter. Views of evangelical Protestantism, even outside of that arena, is beginning to enter. As it concerns our views of the world, and as it concerns our views of prophecy. One of the other things I mentioned was that even as it concerns our view of end time prophecy, many Adventists are beginning to adopt that ideology, that secularism or atheism, the king of the South is the end time threat. What we're going to see here as we continue to study is that is the farthest thing from the truth. It is a threat. Don't get me wrong. As I mentioned, as we look on television and we see the manifestation of atheism and secularism, and we see the manifestation of sexual immorality and all of these things, these are manifestations of the King of the South. But friends, this is not the end-time threat. Egypt is not the end-time threat. The King of the North is. the union of apostate Protestantism and the papacy with the state, the end-time threat. It is so much the end-time threat that verse 41 says, he shall, the king of the north, shall enter into the glorious mountain, glorious land, that's us, and many shall be overthrown. Countries is italicized, therefore it's not in the original. So many shall be overthrown. And we're seeing that already. People are beginning to give in to the view of the king of the north, evangelicals. They're beginning to give in to that view. And so it says, and many shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, the relatives of the glorious land. You see, in the glorious land, throughout the book of Daniel, it has always been a reference to the true followers of God, to God's people. In the Old Testament, it was a reference to the Jewish nation. In the New Testament, it's a reference to all who choose to follow the Lamb, whithersoever he goes, who chooses to follow Jesus. In the end of time, it is as it concerns modern Israel, the Seventh-day Adventist movement, the one who is the continuation of the Protestant Reformation. We are now in this generation, the glorious land, all those who choose to follow God and keep his commandments. But the king of the north will seek to enter in, and many, not just will he will seek, but he will enter in, and many people will be overthrown. But all these shall, but these shall escape out of his hand. Who? Our spiritual relatives, Edom. Edom, it came from Esau. So the Edomites is really the descendants of Esau. And so the descendants of Esau, who was Esau? Jacob's brother. So he is a relative. So a relative to Israel, okay, a relative to God's commandment-keeping people. Moab was also a relative to Israel. Moab and the chief children of Ammon, the leaders among the people of Ammon. What does that mean? Moab and Ammon, you remember how they came about being, how they came about. They came about as a result of Lot sleeping with his daughters. These were the two sons born to him, Moab and Ammon. And these two sons, friends, these two sons were spiritual relatives to the children of Israel, right? Because what, who was Lot related to? Lot was related or connected in relation to Abraham. And so now we see that, whoa, we have spiritual relatives. And who are our spiritual relatives? Those who believe similar to us. Who are the spiritual relatives of the Seventh-day Adventist movement? It is none other than our brethren who are in the Christian movement, who are in the Christian faith. The very people that we're, or the very movements that many people are aligning with. Hold on one second. Yeah. The very people that many are aligning with, these are our relatives. The movements within Christendom who believe similar to us, places in which we differ. These people, from out of these people, from out of these churches, will come people to join this movement. So what are we seeing here in verse 41? What we're seeing here is a bit of the shaking and the sifting. It says, he shall enter into the glorious land. So the king of the north, principles and ideologies and theology from the king of the north will enter into Adventism, and many shall be overthrown. So in other words, these guys fall away. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom, Moab, and the chief children of Ammon. In other words, people from Babylon, people from our spiritual relatives in Christendom will leave these movements and they will come and join us. They will escape. While people will be going out from us and being deceived and going into apostasy, there will be people coming into the light. This is a manifestation, friends, of what we're seeing here is a manifestation of the beginning of the final exodus. This is taking place now, but it's going to reach to a high point as time goes forward. So in other words, they will escape from the king of the north, and they will join the commandment-keeping people. People will come out from Babylon, our spiritual relatives, and they will join us. It says the king of the north. Now here's how we know that atheism is not the end-time threat. This is what it says in verse 42. It says, he, king of the north, shall stretch forth his hand. The stretching forth of the hand in Scripture is a symbol of authority. He shall stretch forth his hand. What is the authority of the king of the north? It is none other than Sunday worship, legislated by law. In other words, we're seeing the rising of the Sunday movement at this point in verse 42, arising to a higher level. He shall stretch forth his hand or his authority also now upon the countries. In other words, this thing is going to go from Revelation 13 verses 11 all the way to the end, which covers Sunday law in the United States. It's going to go to other countries. So the Sunday law, while starting off as national, it will go international. It says he shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries. But now look at what happens here. And the land of who? Egypt shall not escape. But who did we find out Egypt was before? According to inspiration. Egypt according to inspiration. Great controversy. The chapter titled The Bible and the French Revolution tells us that atheism is the king of the South. Egypt. Egypt, the territory of the South. That territory in Scripture, by the time we get to Daniel 11:40 onward, presents atheism and the manifesting principles that come from atheism, or structures such as secularism, communism, all of these aspects, whether it be socialism, all these things, what will happen ultimately to them? They will fall under the papacy. That's why this is not the end time threat. The papacy united with apostate Protestantism, advancing the Sunday agenda through the state, is the ultimate end time threat. Our eyes should not be primarily focused on secularism and atheism, friends. Don't focus your attention on the LGBTQ community. As bad or as against the Bible as that lifestyle may be, and the secularistic, atheistic mindset that many times, not all, but many times comes with it, this is not the end time threat. May we not align ourselves with the evangelical theology that atheism is going to be the end time threat, friends. The end time threat, as we're seeing here, is the king of the north. He will stretch forth his hand, and atheism will not escape. It will fall right under the authority of the papal system, being absorbed right into it. Friends, this is how the end game is going to go according to Daniel. Once we know what the symbols represent, we know how the end game is going to go. So what we need to expect in the future is the fall of atheism. It doesn't mean necessarily that a person may give up being atheist. But I tell you the truth, friends, there's going to come a day when all the world will become religious. The reason being, because there are factors that are involved that will lead atheism to surrender itself to the agenda of the papal system and the Protestant churches, the apostate Protestant churches. You see, friends, when, according to Revelation chapter 16 and verse 14, angels begin to go about working miracles by personating the dead to an atheist, seeing is believing. And just like everyone else has emotions, so does an atheist. So does the person who may align themselves with secularism. They have feelings too, emotions as well. And if those emotions are not guided by the word of God, when fallen angels show up personating their loved relatives who have died, friends, it will be easy to lead them astray. When they show up to them and tell them that the Sabbath is Sunday and you need to align yourself with the agenda of the papal system, friends, they'll fall under it. They will accept this agenda. This is what we need to be looking out for. There's going to come a day when all you will hear about is the subject of religion. And when that happens, along with this Sunday agenda, will be pushed through word and through miracles. It says in verse 43, but he shall have power. It's not just over Egypt, but look at what it says here. King of the north shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt. In other words, the secularistic mindset and the riches that it produces for the secular leaders of the world, the papal system will have control over all of that one day, along with apostate Protestantism, giving the power of the state over into the hands of the papal system, friends. the entire economy of the world will fall under the power and authority of the papacy, of the man of sin. That's why it says, but he shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver. That's the riches of the world and the precious things of Egypt. And the Libyans and Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But here's what happens. As the papacy and apostate Protestantism is advancing and gaining control over the things of the world, over the entire economy of the world, over atheists, over secularism, as their agenda begins to flow throughout planet Earth, there is one group that stands against them. Verse 44 delineates that group. It says, but tidings, in other words, news, out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. In other words, shall trouble the king of the north. Friends, this is in reference to the gospel. The tidings out of the east. We've covered this before. You remember in Revelation chapter 7, there's tidings that come from the east. Revelation chapter 7 tells us concerning the message, the sealing message, the message of the end time Sabbath, the Sabbath in its prophetic context. It says in Revelation chapter 7, and I'll read from verse 1, and after these things I saw four angels standing at the four winds of, standing at the four corners of the earth, east, west, north, south, worldwide, holding the four winds of the earth. That's strife, warfare from blowing on the planet, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from where? The rising of the sun, from the east, having the seal of the living God. So what will be one of the tidings at the end that has started already, but will increase at the end of time? It is the message of the seal of the living God, the Sabbath. While Sunday is going forth, the papacy is gaining control over the riches of the world. The Sunday legislation and the authority, which symbolizes the authority of the papal system, as it's going forward, conquering the atheist and conquering the economics of the world and its leaders. Friends, there will be a message from the east that signals the authority of another, that signals the authority of God. And that is the message of the seal of the living God, the Sabbath, which is a symbol of God's authority, calling men now to make a decision. Which one will you keep? Will you keep that which is a sign of the papacy's authority? Or will you keep that which is a sign of God's authority, the Sabbath, the seal of the living God at the end of time, the sign of protection, the evidence as to who you worship outwardly, the evidence of who you worship inwardly expressed outwardly. So that message comes from the east, right? But there's another message. And it's similar, it's basically the same message, but from a different direction. It says in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 1, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. So he's coming from the north. He's descending from the heavenly heights. So he's coming from the north, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And we covered this before, that the glory of the Lord is a symbol of his character. But his character summarized in one word, according to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, is love. And the love of God, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, was manifested on the cross. So in other words, the message of the cross will go forth at the end of time. And as this message goes forth in verse 1, verse 2 then tells us there's a call to come out of Babylon. In other words, who's giving the tidings out of the east and the north? The sealing message combined with the message of Calvary, the law and the gospel. Who will be giving this message? None other than the people of God, friends. So in other words, the tidings out of the east and out of the north is actually coming from God's people. It's coming from the saints. Daniel 11:44 is the Old Testament Revelation 18:1. And Revelation 18:1 is the New Testament version of Daniel 11:44. It's the same thing that we're talking about. The combination of Revelation 7, of the sealing message, the seal of the living God message, and also Revelation 18, the message coming from the north. So in other words, what are we seeing here? The tidings out of the east and out of the north are coming from God's people. And as they give this message, signaling the authority of another because they're exalting the Sabbath, it will trouble the king of the north because he's exalting Sunday, the symbol of his authority, the devil's authority, actually. So it troubles him. The word trouble there in the Hebrew actually means to shake at the core. In other words, it scares him, causes him to be very, very afraid. It shakes him to the very core of his being. It shakes the system. Apostate Protestantism and the papal system, it shakes them. It shakes that entire movement, which constitutes Babylon, to its very core. It says, therefore he shall go forth. That's the king of the north. And now that this message has troubled him, what will he do? What will happen, friends, next is the final martyrdom. It says, therefore he, the king of the north, shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away men. Who do you think he's seeking to destroy? Those giving the tidings. Those giving the message. He will seek to wipe them out. In other words, we're talking here about the beginning of the little time of trouble, where people are still dying for their faith. I pray that this makes sense as we now read a few statements as we close, as we prepare to wrap up. And I'm going to be reading this from the chapter titled The Little Time of Trouble, Last Day Events, chapter 10, The Little Time of Trouble. All right? So she mentions here, the law of God through the agency of Satan is to be made void. In our land of boasted freedom, religious liberty will come to an end. The contest will be decided over what question? The Sabbath question, which will agitate how much? The whole world. A great crisis awaits the people of God. Very soon our nation will attempt to enforce upon all the observance of what? The first day of the week as a sacred day. That's the stretching forth of the hand, exerting its authority first nationally. And who will be doing that? Protestantism, apostate Protestantism in this nation, uniting with the state, will attempt to enforce upon all the observance of the first day of the week as a sacred day. In doing this, they will not scruple to compel men against the voice of their own conscience to observe the day the nation declares to be the Sabbath. Seventh-day Adventists will fight the battle over the seven-day Sabbath. The authorities in the United States and in other countries will rise up in their pride and power to make laws to restrict religious liberty. So what are we seeing here? This issue of the image of the beast that produces the Sunday law, the union of church and state that begins here, will spread everywhere. It says the authorities in the United States and in other countries will rise up in their pride and power to make laws to restrict religious liberty. The Protestants of the United States, who? Socialism? Marxism? Atheism? Protestants of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. This is the issue of the state of the dead. They will reach over the abyss and clasp hands with the Roman power. And under the influence of this threefold union, this country, Protestantism in this nation, will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling the rights of conscience. All who will not bow to the decree of the national councils and obey the national laws to exalt the Sabbath instituted by the man of sin, to the disregard of God's holy day, will feel not the oppressive power of popery alone, but here it is, the fullness of the King of the North, not popery alone, but of the Protestant world, the image of the beast. So this is why I was mentioning that the King of the North is not only the papal system, but it is also the Protestant churches fallen that give power back to the papal system. Babylon is not only the papacy, but also her daughters are also Babylonian. So Babylon in whole, as a whole, the King of the North as a whole, is the papacy and the fallen Protestant churches who take hold of the state, which is the image of the beast. Those religious bodies who refuse to hear God's messages of warning will be under strong deception and will unite with the civil power to persecute the saints. The Protestant churches will unite with the papal power in persecuting the commandment-keeping people of God. That's us, friends. You remember, who will be at the head fighting this battle? Seventh-day Adventists, we just read. The lamb-like power unites with the dragon in making war upon those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The church appeals to the strong arm of civil power. And in this work, papists and Protestants unite. The Great Controversy, page 607. Last one I will read, last two statements I will read, comes from the Signs of the Times, May 26, 1898, and Manuscript Releases, volume 5, page 69. The two statements goes as follows. Those who live during the last days of this earth's history will know what it means to be persecuted for the truth's sake. In the courts, you ready for this? In the courts, injustice will prevail. Wow, that's powerful. We're seeing that even now. The judges will refuse to listen to the reasons of those who are loyal to the commandments of God because they know the arguments in favor of the fourth commandment are unanswerable. They will say, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die. That was stated, by the way, in the New Testament. God's law is nothing to them. Our law with them is supreme. In other words, when they say our law, what we want is supreme with them. Those who respect this human law will be favored. But those who will not bow to this idol Sabbath have no favor shown them. That's the Signs of the Times, May 26, 1898. Then, Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, page 69. In cases where we are brought before the courts, we are to give up our rights unless it brings us in collision with God. It is not our rights we are pleading for, but God's right to our service. Okay? So this is the powerful thing that we are seeing here. When this time comes, we will have to stand against this injustice, not because we are thinking about ourselves individually. When A.T. Jones went into the court to stand against Senator Blair's Sunday law bill, he wasn't only, even though he was fighting for what he believed, he wasn't fighting for his rights. When he was standing against injustice, friends, he was fighting for the liberty of others. This is why we must stand against injustice, not because we are seeking to protect our rights. The reason that we stand against injustice today in preparation for the injustice that we're reading about here is because it will impact, not doing so, the liberties of others. As it is in the religious, so in the civil. If we stand not, it will impact the liberties. It will infringe upon the liberties of others. Religious liberty, we must not only think about ourselves as Adventists, but we must realize the violation of civil laws and religious laws. It's not just about us losing our stuff. Many times we get up and we stand for things when it impacts us. Friends, this is not about us. It's about protecting the liberties of other people in the world, in the United States, and in the world. So may my prayer for us today is in realization of the fact that we will have to stand at the head of this warfare coming. Friends, we will prepare ourselves today. This warfare that's coming, friends, is not going to come in a vacuum. As men violate the civil rights of other men in this world, even today, it will prepare the way for them to reach over into the religious rights of men and obstruct it. And because men do nothing, when the civil rights of their fellow man are obstructed, They are preparing their characters to do nothing when the religious rights of men are obstructed. May we stand this day. Let's have a word of prayer as we close. Father in heaven, I pray that we understood the truths this day, O Lord, from your word and the spirit of prophecy. Next week, by your grace, as we get into verse 45 and then beginning verse chapter 12, verse 1, I pray that these things will make sense to us and that we will stand today and by your grace, if you so choose to preserve us, until then, that we will stand when the times of the things that we are reading about transpires. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, amen. Thank you, Brother Akin, for really explaining and bringing that message. And brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have any comment, you know, on the topic that you don't understand, because I'm asking Brother Akin James. I just want to thank God that these messages were messages that Brother Akin James and Brother Yudi had presented, you know, and for this time, this is the time that we need this message of what took place in the French Revolution and also with the King of the South, and we know what is coming down upon us, but there's a lot of us do not understand clearly, you know, and this is the message as God gave us the message for us to tell others. You know, for others to know the message that they can go and share it, because the time of trouble is coming. The little time of trouble is actually here when we see all these things that is happening, right? And the Lord told us in, you know, Revelation 18, the sealing message is the little time of trouble. And what Satan is going to do, Satan is going to, and his demons is going to make war against God's people. And brothers and sisters, we have to be just prepared. We have to be ready. And if to be ready, we have to dig deep in the word. We have to study the word. We have to understand what is going to happen when Satan bring desolation on the land, even natural disaster that Satan is going to have in various places, and they are going to blame we, the remnant people. So, Brother Aki, I just want to thank you for presenting it so clear, especially bringing who is the King of the North, who you represent, and what we are supposed. But we would like more of these studies, Brother Aki and James, that the brothers and sisters who join, that some of us on the line do not understand it. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, the scripture that Brother Akin James have given, Revelation 13, 11, and also 16 and Revelation 18, 1, I am asking you to go back. And Daniel 11, you know, we are in this passage of Daniel 11 for quite a while, and it is just bringing out, but we know what Daniel 12 is telling us, what we would look when Michael stand up, and we all have to prepare and get ourselves ready. We have to ask the Lord to help us, each individual, with these messages, because if we are not ready, we will not be able to stand when the national thunder law come on us. So I just want to thank Brother Akin, and I don't know if any, you know, body who do not understand, create, understand, you know, if you want to press one that I can, you know, open your line. If you have a question for Brother Akin, we thank Brother Akin. Brother Akin, and we thank you for that presentation, and thank you that you are so faithful on this line. You are a part of, and, you know, I have to say that, you know, we are so blessed, you know, by these wonderful study on this line, and to prepare us that we can understand that it's time for us to be ready for the great showdown, because we know it's an end, and we will be able to be blamed. They're going to blame us. So brothers and sisters on this line, we want to thank you for joining. We want to thank you for your faithfulness. And we are encouraging our brothers and sisters. We have to dig in the word. Let us be faithful. The Lord said, no sin cannot enter there. So if we have one speck of sin, there will be no way we will enter into that, into eternal rest. And when Michael stand up, there is no one that we can come and say, he said, it is finished. So we have to do the work here, and we have souls out there. So brothers and sisters, I just want to thank, and I am just going to offer another word of prayer, and we want to thank you all, and please let us go back in these studies. Father in heaven, we give you all the praise that due to you. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you for this presentation, Lord, in Daniel 11. And also we know, dear Lord, what is coming down as we have read your words, and we ask you for wisdom and understanding that we will gain more truth, Lord, because the truth is what we are going to suffer about, and you gave us the truth for us to go out and share. So bless Brother Akin as he present these message, Lord. You know, dear Lord, we ask you to cover him under your blood. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for your protection towards him, that, Lord, when he goes out to present these message, he will be guarded by you, and you will be there to lead him, dear Father. Bless us all, each one of us, so that we will be faithful to you. Help us, Lord, that in this study, in these studies, dear Lord, help us, Lord, to see how your word of truth and your word of light, when we study the prophecy and also the word of God, how everything have been fulfilled. But we, you are God. Bless us all and keep us, that tomorrow night, Lord, we can join the great controversy study. And we place everyone at your care tonight, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, thank you for joining. God is good. He is great. He is worthy to be praised. Have a good night. And we are encouraging you to join the Great Controversy tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, where Elder Richardson will do the presentation. And again, I'm asking you to pray for Brother Akin James in his ministry. You know, pray for him, and also pray for each one of us, Brother Yudi, and that great, and that Elk Store, that God will bless, soul will come to know God by even the studies and even appearing into the store to purchase. So God bless each one, and have a blessed night. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I am trying to get a song, but I don't know what it looks like. These things freeze. I'm trying to do a song, and I can't get a song. So, brothers and sisters, have a blessed night. God bless, and you have a good night.